Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. Next case, please.
The next application is 12,232. Brooke Ward seeks a variance from the minimum lot width requirement, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Double Fork Road, approximately 0.51 miles south of Hickman Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 530, map 2, parcel 25.05. Specifically, they're requesting a 33.35-foot variance from the 150-foot minimum road frontage requirement. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we do have one letter in support, and that is from Raymond Ashbur. This letter is in support of the application. As an owner of the property in the immediate vicinity of the project, the variance requested would not alter the character of the surrounding neighborhood. Most of the homes in the area are a mix of manufactured modular and stick-built. Approving this variance could possibly provide an opportunity for a family to build a starter home. And several nearby lots on Hickman Road currently have less frontage than the subject property has. That's all I have. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Drew Ward, 2 Ward Way, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Good.
My name is Drew Ward. I'm representing the applicant, Brooke Ward, this evening. The applicant purchased tax parcels 532, parcel 2504 and 2505 last spring as an investment property. She remodeled the existing home on parcel 2504, which is adjacent to the subject property we're talking about, and sold it earlier this year. During the sale process, it was determined by the Planning and Zoning Department that parcel 25.05 may not be a buildable parcel due to the way it had originally been recorded, even though parcel 2505 has had a tax map number and taxes have been paid on the parcel as a separate lot for 15 years. After discussing the situation with Jamie Whitehouse of Planning and Zoning, we determined that the Board of Adjustment would be the most prudent way to proceed. I have reviewed the criteria for the variance and would like to address some of those. You guys may have a copy of those in your packet. Yeah. The uniqueness of the property, the lot in question was recorded in 2003. The said parcel and adjacent parcel were purchased last year. The lot in question is considered non-conforming based on its existing frontage. Cannot otherwise be developed. Planning and Zoning has declared the lot unbuildable due to the lack of minimum frontage. Not created by the applicant, the property purchased in question was purchased in 2017 by the applicant, and the recordation of the lot in question was recorded in 2003. The approval of the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The neighborhood does consist of a mix of stick-built and manufactured homes. Similar type homes could be built on this parcel, and it would not be a detriment to the surrounding neighborhood. Minimum variance, according to the Planning and Zoning Department, 150 feet is a required minimum to have a building parcel. A 33.35-foot variance is requested to obtain this requirement. We do have an approved entrance permit from DLDOT that provides for a single entrance access on the subject property. After reviewing all the criteria, I respectfully request a 33.35-foot variance to provide minimum relief so the applicant may obtain a building permit for the subject parcel. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do you know when this was subdivided?
I'll let Ms. Corbo answer that.
So it actually was never subdivided. The way it was recorded was as a lot line adjustment. However, the way it was mapped back in 2003 was as a separate parcel of land. But it was never intended to be that way. The original record plan said that it was not a subdivision, that this area was supposed to be attached to the parcel next door. And for some odd reason, that never happened. It was given its own tax parcel and has been taxed individually as a separate parcel of land. Okay. And again, that's why they're here, because right now this does not meet our minimum standards for lot frontage.
Gotcha. So we're just trying to get things cleared up.
Yes.
Very good. Are there questions for members of the board?
Is there sewer and water available?
No, on-site septic and well would be provided.
like you might have enough room to do that.
No doubt.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I notice here on the survey, it says it's Lot 7 in the Hawk Run subdivision. Is this going to create another lot within that subdivision? Are there, you know, limitations on that subdivision that you're aware of?
My understanding is that the subdivision was a strip lot subdivision done back in the early 2000s, maybe earlier, I'm not 100%, and that this lot is just an adjacent parcel to that subdivision.
So it's not part of the subdivision?
Well, I'm...
It says here, and parcel 25.05, so it's not listed as such.
This lot was never created as part of that subdivision. It was, again, the larger parcel to the north, or the left side of, on the screen, that's where this came from. It was never originally part of the strip lots out front, so it wouldn't actually be part of that subdivision.
Yeah, and I guess, but my only question was when it got added to it, because it got added to a lot that would have been within that.
Right.
That's
The original lot was.
Are there restrictive covenants or anything related to this property?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. One thing I'm curious about, while it is, appears to be a large lot, at least in depth, it's very narrow in the rear, would you be, have you explored the idea of putting a home on there? Would you need variances for a structure, or do you believe that you could fit it on there without?
The house would fit in the front section. I did talk to Mr. Whitehouse about a side variance, but that really wouldn't be required as minimum relief. Based on the setback, minimum setbacks, a house could go towards the front approximately 60, 65 feet in length.
Okay.
I think if somebody wanted to do something at that point, based on the setbacks, they would have to come back here.
The house would more than likely be perpendicular to the road?
It could be consistent with the rest of the properties, yeah.
But it would have to sit more forward.
I just didn't want to ask for a side setback when there's really no, I don't have any plans today to build something, you know, with a certain size.
But I guess the bottom line is you feel you could build a house on there with...
Yeah, certainly, certainly.
Okay. And I think you, in the letter of support, it sounded like there was indication that there are other lots in the area that had similar or smaller frontages. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, my impression, and it's going to be hard to look at on here, but within a mile radius, there's lots on Hickman, Double Fork, Blanchard, and Adamsville that have less than the frontage that we have currently.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to come forward and speak your opposition? And is there anyone else? How many people is in opposition? Just yourself?
Just myself.
Okay.
Good evening.
Warren, 12042 Double Fork Road. I own the lot right beside the property in question.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And I didn't catch your name again?
Linda Ward.
Okay. Thank you.
I purchased the property from Brooke Ward. Right now, what you have squared out there is not accurate. You have my driveway in that outline.
Well, they're not.
I want to make sure that
that's not.
That's...
The aerials and the...
That's just the aerial.
Don't always...
Just showing...
Align correctly.
We have the...
The survey is what we go by. That's just...
I just wanted to make sure.
Right. And that's kind of marked out for tax purposes.
My only thing is, like you said, what type of place would be able to be built on, because it's so limited in the front. And we measured out 150 feet back on the property. It's only 48 feet wide.
Right. But the setback on this property, and correct me if I'm wrong, is 40 feet. Is that correct?
Yes. Front yard setback is 40 feet.
So a house can be built 40 feet from the front property line.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that I just bought the property because of the openness of it. And I'm a little worried that it's going to change how that area looks in that vicinity, in where I'm at right now. That's all. Because the house would have to sit further up to the road.
To meet the setback requirements, more than likely, yes.
Right.
And it's not that they couldn't request a variance,
right,
but there would be another hearing, and you'd be If you were notified for this one, you'd be notified for that one.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
I got a question for you, ma'am. Is the rest of the houses all in line?
Yes.
So if he put that up there, it'd be blocking the view of everything else? I mean, not blocking.
Well, it would change the perspective of the houses and stuff. Because everything is in a straight line, all the way down. In fact, if you keep going down, all of them have that back set, and a little bit more.
But you do understand that they could add on to their properties up to 40 feet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So therefore.
We had talked to Drew about buying the lot from him. So I just want to know what the legalities are for me.
So do you go on record as being in opposition or?
Just because I don't want a house that close to me, because everything else is spaced out.
Okay.
I really don't want a house within that small little area. That's all. I would rather it not be.
You feel that it should have 150 feet of road frontage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Ma'am, is there any other down the road farther, less road frontage?
A house that was, yes, if you go north or go further up, there's an old farmhouse that was there.
Just past the chicken houses?
Just past the chicken houses.
On the left?
On the left.
Where the trees are?
Yep. And if you go further up near the very end of the road, there's a road that is a cul-de-sac that has houses that don't have the.
Right, okay.
But it's a road that goes off of Double.
So it's a subdivision?
Yep. Well, it's like, I wouldn't really call it a subdivision. Subdivisions have a lot more houses.
Well, you say there's a cul-de-sac with several homes. That means it's been subdivided.
Okay, all right. But other than that, they're all pretty much set back, all the uniform.
Okay. All right. All right. If there's no other questions or what have you, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,232. The size and shaping of the lot make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. This is the only way that it can make it work without causing hardships. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and this is the minimum variance that before we leave.
I second that motion.
So, motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, the case is approved.